your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us on Biz Talk Radio. And I don't know about you, but I am so excited. I'm a huge fan of TLC's The Little Couple. And joining us today is Dr. Jennifer Arnold and Bill Klein. They are, of course, the reality show based on them. And they have really given us a look into what their lives are like. Their new book is out. It's called Think Big, Overcoming Obstacles with Optimism. And it is such a pleasure, Jen and Bill. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So I just have to say that I'm really good. I'm really good. I'm excited because I'm a fan of the show and I love the book. But you guys have gone through so much. And I have to ask you, Doctor, you allowed the cameras to really and truly watch you go through a very difficult time in your life with your cancer. And you were so...
I did.
Brave.
Yes.
You were so brave to do that, though. I just want to commend you and congratulate you on that. That was just really something.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I have to say we did take a little bit of time. We were, you know, in that process of transitioning our daughter home from India. And so we had already planned some time away from cameras so that we could go through the bonding process. And that unfortunately also was the same time I was diagnosed. So it gave me some opportunity, some time to sort of deal with the initial shock and the plan of action, so to speak, to fight my cancer diagnosis. But in the end, I think when we did decide to bring cameras back in, there was a certain level of, I hope this is an opportunity to, you know, yet again raise awareness about something that probably other people unfortunately are dealing with. But also, it was
right.
A sense of relief for me to get it out there because, you know, hiding something like that is not an easy thing to do. So, and it doesn't feel good. So it was,
right.
It was definitely, I think, all in all, a good choice.
Now, how are you feeling right now?
So I would say, I mean, first of all, I'm so lucky to be cancer-free, and I'm feeling well. I think most of the side effects are gone, although, you know, sometimes I have more fatigue. I don't know if that's just being a busy mom. It's hard to tell the difference or, post cancer treatment, but I'm doing great and very, very thankful that I am cancer free.
So, Bill, tell me about the new book, because you're the entrepreneur. You're the one that loves to try new things and really look and think out of the box. Tell us about the new book, Think Big.
Sure. Basically, it's a whole bunch of stories from our past experience, both recent past you know, stuff related to the television program, you know, our experiences with adoption, Jennifer's cancer journey, and then dating all the way back to our childhood and everywhere in between. And the way we look at our approach to life is if we were to break it down into some analytical review, you know, it's a process that we approach each one of the circumstances that we've run into. And the theme, the common ground that we have with the things that we've had the most success with is that we approach it in a similar fashion, which is to say that first off, we shrug off the idea that we should hesitate to give it a try. And so the first letter in Think Big is T for try. And so, you know, you as my wife quotes Wayne Gretzky, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And that's how we approach things, is that if you don't know, I mean, you won't know whether or not you'll be able to achieve unless you try first.
And how are the kids doing?
So
how have they
kind of the approach that we've always taken?
Yeah, yeah. And I just wanted to find out how the kids are doing. It's been so fun to see them grow up and adapt, and I love watching how Will has just come out of his shell. And tell us how your daughter is doing.
They're both doing, I mean, you know, granted we might be a little biased, but as their parents, but we think they're doing really great. You know, they're happy kids. They have tons of energy. They get into trouble like any other kid should, and they're just, you know, their language is progressing, and they're turning out to have these most amazing and very unique personalities.
That's great. Now, are you guys, is the show coming back to TLC? What's happening with the show?
Good question. we'd love to be able to tell you definitively one way or the other, but as of right now, that's still an up in the air thing. I think there's a good chance, but we haven't started taping for a new season of yet. So I think that's still something that the very important people over at the network are still discussing.
Okay. It must be nice, though, to be honest, Bill and Jen, to have your lives back and to kind of enjoy the kids and the development and to get back to a, if ever there is a normal part of life for you guys. I don't know. Is there ever a normal life? I don't think so, but I'm curious what you think.
I think we're as close to normal life as we've ever been right now. We're just, you know, sort of enjoying the fact that there's no crazy chaos going on. Happy with our two kids, enjoying everyday life, work, school, each other, and just went on a vacation for the first time in forever. So we're enjoying it a lot right now. What do you think, Bill?
I bet.
Do you think it's going to last for long?
Well, yeah, no, the likelihood that that it'll last for very long is probably pretty slim. But, you know, television only captured some of that that insanity, because I think since the day that Jennifer and I had met, and probably for years prior to that, it's been this kind of frenzied pace. To give you an idea, Jennifer took her neonatal boards 5 days before our wedding. So she was planning for a destination wedding 1,000 miles away from where we lived, orchestrating 200 plus guests getting to a place that none of them lived at, and did it all while she was studying for the biggest test of her life. To say that she likes to do things the way that we've been doing them, she's probably to blame. I'm gonna put that squarely on her. That's why we have the frenzied pace we have.
And how's the store? How's the pet store doing, Bill?
It's doing great. We're 4.5 years old now, and we're actually looking at all of our expansion opportunities. We might be franchising in the next 12 months or so, and I have a patent pending for a pee pad product that you know, for folks that aren't able to have a sprawling green in the backyard for their dog to litter with presents. We have a new invention that hopefully we'll have out to market by 2017. So very exciting stuff on the
Yeah. front. Yeah, I love that you have that entrepreneurial brain. I love it because I'm a serial entrepreneur myself. So I just love that you do that and that you take the risks. And that's the other thing that I admire about both of you is that you're not afraid of taking the risks. You're not afraid of doing what needs to be done, the right thing, and the amount of work that it took to adopt your children was just unbelievable. That was another window that you opened up for all of us to see how difficult it was.
Well, you know, I can definitely tell you that it's a lot of work, but as you get closer and closer to being able to travel to see your son or daughter for the first time, the easier it all becomes. While there are certainly areas that, you know, are frustrating, and we've spoken with some of the folks in the way of Congress related to international adoption and domestic adoption and how there's some roads that could be paved a little better. It's worth every minute, and it's worth every struggle and every
sure.
piece of paper you have to sign and have stamped in triplicate. So it's a wonderful process. I implore
you guys have done it again. You've done it again with your book Think Big, a New York Times selling authors, Jennifer Arnold, MD, Bill Klein. Thank you so much for the new book and for the updates. And hopefully we will be seeing you on TLC's The Little Couple soon and get a nice update and see the kids again. That would be wonderful. Thanks so much. It was a real pleasure chatting with you guys today.
Uh-huh.
And we will be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Sol Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC, is determined to serve you. Our Silver Sol technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and we are now joined by Greg Jacobson. And less than one-third of U.S. workers were engaged in their job in 2014. And the question is, are you happy? Because Greg has some alarming statistics for us. If you're not, you're not making money, because research proves that happy people make more money. And Greg Jacobson, happilyachieving.com is his website, and internationally best-selling author. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Frankie. How are you today?
I'm well. So the truth is that if you are not happy, you're not going to make as much money?
It's absolutely true. And this is a studies, empirical studies that have been done from Harvard University, Berkeley, Stanford. There's been lots of articles from Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal, Fast Company, Business Insider that have all stated this and have proven why. And it's not really what you think, Frankie.
Hey, Ricky, is that going through over the airwaves? Because it's wavering, and I'm just concerned that I'm not hearing the right frequency from Greg. Are we all good? Okay. So, Greg, continue sharing your philosophy and how this whole movement came about.
Absolutely. Well, the studies have shown that people who are happy are more engaged at work, and the studies show that people who aren't engaged at work are a minimum of 20% less productive. And a current
20% less productive.
Absolutely.
I mean,
And it's a lot more than you would think. The reason being is because people who are happier are more solution-oriented than problem-oriented. They take less time off work, they're more productive, and they're better team players, mostly because they're more enjoyable to be around. So if you're having a problem at work and you're a negative Nancy, most people aren't going to want to help you. They're not going to want to jump in and spend the time because they're already doing things. But if you're enjoyable to be around, they're much more likely to help you, engage with you, and in management as well. So when it comes time for your review, obviously your reviews are going to be higher because you're inside.
Right. So if you could share with us, what makes you so happy every day? Tell us your philosophy and how this movement came about.
You bet. So I started a $100 million company with zero startup capital, and that was, as you can imagine, very difficult. Started on my credit cards and just built this. It was a ticket business, concert, sports, and theater. And I worked with a business partner of mine for 5 years without a break. we really pushed each other to work harder and to work more, to accomplish more so we could have more and provide more for our family. It made us feel good to be providers, and it made them feel good because they had what others didn't have. But after 5 years, we really literally didn't take a day off. So we decided to take a vacation, and we went to Indonesia. And that moment changed my life. I had realized in a moment that relaxing and enjoying and spending time with my family and not being under the grind and the crush and the pressure of just earning more and earning more and earning more was really what I, the way I wanted to spend my life. That it was much more about lifestyle and happily achieving than achieving to become happy. And that changed everything. So I had abdicated my responsibilities. I sold half of my business, and I walked away and was able to spend that quality time with my family over the next 12 years that I couldn't get back.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm not a naturally happy person. Yeah, I'm not a naturally happy person. I wouldn't say I'm depressed in any way, but I would say I'm more of a realist than an optimist, and or I had been in the past. And what that meant was, I think, just living life very serious rather than trying to squeeze the joy out of it at every opportunity. I was just trying to get things done and accomplish. But that has all changed. And it takes a lot of work. It really does. Well worth it for sure.
So when we talk about happiness, we do think as Americans that money equates happiness. So how do you dispel that myth? And people are sitting saying, sure, it's easy when you have money because you have the advantage and you have the opportunity to have more resources. And when you're fighting every day to put out fires and to pay Peter, to pay Paul, it's a little bit of a different story.
Absolutely. It is a struggle, there's no doubt. And the Princeton study shows that you really need, it's a $75,000 number that they show, and it's been done, that people who make over $75,000, it doesn't matter how much more you make over $75,000, your happiness level doesn't go up. And that number is for the United States. As an average, they just look at being out of the poverty level into secure, decent money, and your happiness doesn't go up. However, that being said, you need to have the basics in order to be happy, but you don't want to trade your time for money. You want to be able to leverage that somehow so over time you can enjoy what you're doing, and it's not about the amount of money that you make, but the lifestyle of earning that money.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the lifestyle, you know, there's an attitude of gratitude, and I find that that's what it's about. It's about people that are grateful for what they do have, not what they don't have, looking at what they do have. And, you know, years ago, a very dear friend of mine would say, look at what you do have, not the minus, but what the positive is. And every day find something to be grateful for, whether it's someone bought you a cup of coffee or you got a free ticket. And I look at the little miracles that happen in my life every day. You know, I try very hard. I got some money yesterday that I wasn't expecting, and I was like tickled pink over it. It was like, wow, this is awesome. I wasn't expecting it, and it just came through. But those kinds of little things, or somebody sent me a little gift card, and I just, you know, I actually got a thank you note, and I was so thrilled that my friend's mother, I got to see her a couple of weeks ago, took the time to sit down and write an actual note that she mailed saying how wonderful it was to see me face to face. And that just made my day.
I love that. And the response you get from that is great. I'm big on note cards. And you're right. It's about being grateful. How do you remember to be grateful? That's the important part. For me,
so,
I put a little rock in my pocket. And when
I love that.
In my pocket, I feel this tiny
you
little rock.
You feel the rock. Yeah.
Where I got it.
So tell us the website so people can get more information about you and the work you're doing.
You bet. Thank you so much. Happilyachieving.com, HappilyAchieving.com. You can go on there and get free information.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Greg. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body, and it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Napa Know-How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and I think we're waiting to hear from the song Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, because who doesn't love a diamond? Joining us today is Andrew Hill, and when you think about the history of a diamond, when you think about what happens to that stone when someone dies, and the, you know, I look at my sister's hand and I see my mother's my late mother's diamonds on her hand, and it just pleases me so much to see that. Or when you just look down at a diamond ring, there's something so magical about diamonds. And by the way, it's not just for women. Have you noticed many of the hip-hop artists and many of the performers and males are wearing diamonds? They're wearing diamond rings. They're wearing diamond earrings. Professional baseball players, when you go to the locker room after the game, David Ortiz was just putting on his big, huge diamond studs the other day. So joining us to give us a sense of what his life is like working in the diamond industry every day is Andrew Hill from Cottage Hill Diamonds. And Andrew, is it your parents that started this wonderful company, Cottage Hill Diamonds?
Yeah, it was my father who started the company originally, and he originally did diamond wholesale, and then about 15 years ago, we opened up a retail storefront here in downtown Elmhurst.
Okay. So, and you do diamonds a little bit. Tell me a little bit about the diamond industry and what you do with your diamonds.
Yeah, so... you know, like I said a minute ago, we were wholesalers originally. Our dad was a wholesaler originally, and so we handpick all of our diamonds based on the best cuts that you can find today. And we find that diamond cutting plays a pivotal role in the brilliance and the shine and the sparkle that you see at the when you see a diamond on someone's hand. So
and
we do,
is there any?
We do handpick all of our diamonds individually.
Yeah.
And we have. Today you have the option, as you were just speaking of a minute ago, to buy either mined, which would come out of the earth, or lab-grown diamonds that we can produce in a laboratory today.
And there's really no difference in those diamonds, or is there?
Yeah, so chemically, physically, and optically, they're indifferent from each other, meaning they're the exact same thing. It's diamond through and through, whether the diamond is grown in a lab or it comes out of the earth, it is a diamond.
But it's a lot cheaper, from what I've been told.
Yeah, they do run a little bit less, and the materials that they're growing in the lab are really just stunning. It's still a very natural process that they're creating in the laboratories. You know, they're trying to recreate the same environment that when the diamonds started growing in earth. You know, those similar, you know, miles deep in the earth and with the heat and the radiation and all that to produce them. So they come out looking just like a natural diamond, very similar. And it's the, like I said, chemically and optically, physically, they are indifferent. You know, atom for atom, they are diamond.
They are diamond. Mm-hmm. I have a pair of earrings that were my late aunt's, and they're tiny, beautiful. Tiny, beautiful, little, three little, it's tiny drops, but three little diamonds in each drop. And they're beautiful earrings. They're gold and they're diamonds in them, and they're absolutely beautiful. But the significance that they were my aunts, and I will eventually pass them on to my niece, my great niece, because I don't have any nieces, but I have a great niece. And I've decided that when the time is right, she will get those earrings. They're going to just go to her. Just as my aunt gave them to me, I will pass them on to her. But isn't it wonderful to have something that special?
Well, you know, diamonds are one of those things that are on Earth here, and it's one of the only things that, you know, how many items can you say that you can go out and purchase and then future generations can have and hold in those treasures in the same way that you did, you know, generations before? It's just it's one of the very few things on Earth that we do have that we can pass down through the generations. And each generation, we always say, you know, at our shop, we always kind of joke that, you know, the diamonds are forever, the gold and the metals are usually not.
Right.
And diamonds can always be passed down. Yeah.
Now, what's the value? Diamonds have really held their own, too. It's a pretty good investment today.
Yeah, you know, there are diamonds that you can invest in today. I always say, too, a lot of times when you talk about the guy that's going to go out and buy a diamond today, the work and the diamond cutting, when we go back a minute ago and I said about we were wholesalers before we started in retail, and we do look at diamonds for cut, and the cut quality that can be produced on diamonds today is really exceptional. And so when you talk that, you know, when a guy comes in to give that girl that beautiful sparkling diamond and put it into a ring, a lot of the end game of that is the labor for that master artisan. You know, a guy, I would say diamond cutters today have hands that are just as skilled as a brain or a heart surgeon, very, very steady hands and very detailed work. And I mean, you can only imagine if they make a mistake, it's just, you know, it could be thousands of dollars or more.
Thousands of dollars. Yeah.
So when they do that work, it's very careful. They have to be very careful. And you are buying a lot of what you're purchasing today is that master artist to produce that nice sparkling diamond for you.
What if you wanted to do something with an old diamond, what do you do, and how do you tell us some of the ways? Because, you know, we've heard about the bait and switch and people switching diamonds, and so how do you know when you have a reputable diamond person?
Well, for us, or are you saying more for the consumer?
For both.
Okay. So, well, that's a really good question. Let me start you from our side. From our side, we buy from real ethical sources. So if we're buying our mine goods, a lot of our mine goods today are coming from Belgium, Antwerp suppliers and cutters. And we actually do travel out to the Antwerp area to go hand select our diamonds directly, actually off the cutting wheels. And so when you buy in like that, I mean, everything's sourced. You know exactly who you're dealing with and where they're buying their goods from and all that. And then the other aspect of it is what we were talking about a minute ago was the lab-grown diamonds. And the lab-grown diamonds are going to be very ethically sourced because you know exactly where your lab-grown diamonds are being grown, you know where, how they're being produced, and the guys that are growing these things, and then the cutters that are cutting them, and so on down the line.
And my other question, though, is what do you do with the diamond that, if let's say that you inherited a diamond and you either sure. want to sell it or reconfigure it, where do you bring it?
Yeah, so you would bring it to a shop like ours typically, or you would have to know a diamond cutter. And so you could actually stop into like Cottage Hill Diamonds here and you can, you know, we actually have an estate that's going on right now that we're looking at. And so we will take a look at stuff and see if there's anything that we like to make offers on. And let's say you have a diamond that is an older style diamond that was maybe passed down through the generations. We may make an offer on it. And then typically what will happen with those diamonds today is you're going to send them back out to places like Belgium or other cutting facilities around the world, and they're going to get recut and shaped into what we consider a modern round brilliant cut diamond.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's so interesting how what's the big right now I'm looking at some of the celebrities and they have these huge rocks on there like emerald cuts. Is that like a big style right now, or is it still the round princess?
You know, we find that round kind of trumps all right now. I think it's always kind of been that way, too. The round brilliant cut is the most brilliant, most sparkly of all the cuts that you have. So there's always that draw to it. But we do see a lot of fancy shapes as well, and emerald cuts are definitely one of them. Cushions are another. I think it does go with trend, too. I think stuff kind of comes in and out of fashion a little bit, but the round has always definitely been there. It's been a staple in the industry for a very long time.
I don't think diamonds have ever gone out of style, but they seem to be very much in style today, don't you think?
Absolutely. We're seeing that in our industry right now, that the diamonds they're selling and buying very well right now, just in general.
Diamonds have ever gone out of style, but they seem to be very much in style today, don't you think?
Absolutely. We're seeing that in our industry right now, that the diamonds they're selling and buying very well right now, just in general.
How can we find out more about what you're doing in your facility?
I'm sorry, I lost you there for a minute. Can you just repeat the question?
Sure. How can people find out more about you? Give us the website.
Oh, yeah, sure. So you can find our website is www.cottagehilldiamonds.com. And the lab-grown diamonds that we've been talking about here is pure-grown diamonds. And again, www.pure-grown-diamonds.com.
Awesome.
Hi, this is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse, author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, and founder of Your Future Health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Marcia Yeager's testimonial. She broke 4 inline skating records, won many national titles, and was inducted into the Roller Skating Hall of Fame. Then suddenly, she became ill and her life changed.
I have trained and competed in 2 marathons, the X Games and the World Games for inline speed skating. You can imagine my surprise when I found myself in the hospital 2 years ago with blood clots and ulcer-like lesions on my toes. I was sent home and told that my symptoms defied diagnosis. Desperate, I called Your Future Health. My health print showed me which foods and supplements I needed more and less of, and my omega-3 profile showed me that I had a severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. And today, I'm feeling better than ever. Your Future Health literally saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
Vacations are an important time to relax and spend time with your family, but often the road to relaxation can be paved with stress. If you're planning a family road trip this summer, you can take steps to worry less on the road. Cognitive behavioral psychologist Dr. Simon Rigo shares more.
Coverage like Liberty Mutual's 24-hour roadside assistance can ease worries for drivers, providing them with help getting a tow, jump-starting a dead battery, changing a flat, and even unlocking your car doors if the keys get locked inside. Learn more at libertymutualgroup.com/worryless.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is BizTalk Radio, and we are now joined by a woman who is known as the Airwave Angel. She hosts the talk radio show Change is in the Air with Nicole Smith, and Nicole Smith is joining us today. She's also an inspirational speaker, an educator, and she has this article that's coming out that will be, it's a 4-page article about Nicole and her journey. It's in the Simple Grace magazine's May issue and will be available right now at Simple Grace magazine, your daily dose of hope, in Walmarts nationwide, Barnes & Nobles across the country, or simplygracemagazine.com. And Nicole, welcome. It is such a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Frankie. I'm excited.
So you are also involved in an event that's a nonprofit, Fighting for Me. So tell us a little bit about you, and then let's talk about your upcoming event, because we need people to support this event. But tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, my journey has been one I think that most people can probably relate to, of a lot of change, a lot of difficulties in life. You know, I like to say life happens, and it tends to happen, of course, when it's unexpected. So I am a survivor of sexual abuse, which is, you know, what I'm talking about in the Simple Grace magazine article. On top of, I've been married coming up on 30 years in July, so the difficulty of dealing with marriage issues, adultery, not being able to have children, you know, being told at 18, you're not going to have kids, and having to really walk in my faith. And 42, I turned 43 2 weeks later. I had my child. No help. No infertility treatment. Just a promise, and I stuck with my faith. And again, and financial battles, you know, I'm one of those people that, like anybody else, we're going through things. But when you go through, how are you going to keep your hope? Do you get hopeless? Do you just fall down and say, I'm not getting back up? Or you get back up and walk it out?
And you've been doing that your whole life.
My entire life. I think I don't know any other way.
Yes. That's a good thing for all of us to hear that, because it's so much easier when you hit the wall in life, Nicole, as you know, to just walk away. But the truth is when you have the ability to go through that and to go on the other side of the wall. And then what lies there is something bigger and better than we could ever imagine. And the little miracles, we were talking earlier about happiness, and, you know, it's a fact that happy people make more money.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, I believe in, you know, you can be happy about whatever is happening around you, or you can have joy. Okay? My joy is my strength. And this is how I have to walk it out. Because when I have joy, no matter what's going on around me, because there's always something swirling around us in life. But when I have joy, guess what? You don't get to affect my bottom line, so to speak. My bottom line is my strength. My bottom line is how I'm going to make it to the end where the light is through the dark tunnel that I happen to be in at the moment. You're going to go through it anyway. So would you like to go through the change being drugged, or would you like to lead it? I prefer to lead it.
I don't blame you. Tell us, we don't have a whole lot of time, so tell us about your event that's coming up.
This event is for anybody who's been hurt. It's going to support survivors to have free counseling of sexual abuse. That's anybody, men, women, children. We've been getting a lot of response from the East Coast, from through the Simple Grace magazine. And we just want people to be able to come out. We want to raise some money so we can continue to help Fighting For Me get free counseling, give free counseling to anybody across the United States who's been a survivor or who's been affected and maybe they haven't talked about it. I'm going to be 50, and this is my first time talking about it to even family members. So I'm in this, and to win as many hearts and souls that say, I'm not a victim, I'm a survivor, and I am a winner.
And you are a true miracle in every way. Not only are you a miracle in the fact that you gave birth when they said you would never have kids at age 42, thank you very much, but that you have been given the grace to spread the word with your own radio show. And it's heard in L.A.?
We are heard all over Southern California, and then if you want to listen to us anywhere else in the world, you go online to, you can go to my website, NicoleSmithMedia.com. That's also where you can even get tickets for the event. And what I'm telling people, too, about that, Frankie, is if you can't attend because your schedule's booked up, get a ticket for somebody else. Sponsor a ticket. You can't give the ticket.
Oh, price. I love that. So how much are the tickets? They're how much?
They're $100, but we're going to get a 5-star resort, St. Regis. We've got all kinds of surprises and gifts and things happening. And just remember, that blessing that you're going to bless somebody else with, if you can't do it, you don't even have to do the whole thing. Do $10. Do $1. Get 10 friends. Do $10 each.
Yeah. Yeah.
Times are hard.
So but buying a ticket will be such a huge gift. Supporting this organization, and more importantly, supporting people that would love to go that can't afford to go. And to sponsor a ticket would be a huge thing. If you can afford it, and as Nicole said, whatever you can afford toward the ticket price, this organization is making a difference. Nicole is making a difference, because if we don't talk about the hope, if we don't help each other with the hand, giving one hand to Nicole and the other hand to another friend, the chain continues. The conversation continues. The dialogue is opened. And nobody can shut anybody up when that happens, because the airwaves have it, the power. The power is in the voice and the message, and Nicole Smith is that voice and message. And we are so grateful for her. And NicoleSmithMedia.com. We will have Nicole back, because she is refreshing, and change is in the air. Thank you so much, Nicole Smith.
Thank you. I love you, Frankie. I love you.
Oh, back at you, girlfriend. And everyone, thanks for listening. Make it a great day, as I always say, and smile. This is Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.